I'm Don Boyd, and I was the founder and I'm the artistic director of a company called Highbrow Productions Limited, Highbrow, www.highbrow.tv.
You get that in.
And we are probably the first online platform for the visual and performing arts. We have launched live as a test a year ago. We went fully live this year, and we've produced over 150 hours of completely fresh new arts programming, but we also deliver that, and we have our own online site. We have 30 curators that are the conduits to art, literature, theatre, music in all its versions, photography, dance, and all the arts, and it's comprehensive, it's global, and we're privately funded. We haven't had a penny of public money for this, and our intention is to continue to provide very, very high-end arts content, not highbrow so that it's inaccessible, but highbrow so that it's not pop TV as such.
Absolutely. How's it going?
Well, so far, to give you an idea, since November, our viewing figure has gone up 8 times. And to give you an example of... to give you an example of how well it seems to be going, and it's been very difficult setting it up, because in some ways what Ashley was saying earlier on about the difficulties of getting anybody to invest in an innovative company.
Ashley's the CEO of Base 79.
Yes, okay. Yes. Well done. Very good. To give an example of how successful we've been in slowly introducing people to the idea of highbrow, in May we literally doubled our viewing place. And there's this myth about The Guardian. In the video arena, especially in the more niche markets, the big thing is to get engage audiences. And we have begun to do that. And the way that we notice that they're engaging is that they're not just on there for 30 seconds, they're on there for a long chunk of time. And furthermore, video views are more important for us than unique users.
Okay.
It's no good having a unique user that doesn't engage with what we're doing in some way or another. At this stage, we've deliberately had no attempt to get revenues. We're now beginning to move into that arena, and the idea is to have advertisers and sponsors, and we've already got very, very interesting and exciting relationships with people that are going to provide those for us, so that's the way that we can continue to deliver it free, because it's my belief that we should be giving this to people for free. There will be premium elements to it, they can choose that, but we'd like the idea of people having it without having to pay for it. But the advertisers and sponsors will gain from their relationship with the content.